Today, we sometimes see news coverage of families fleeing their homes, with shelling taking place all around them. That story was a reality here in this country, and one of the places that tells of the challenges and triumphs of living near a battle is the Lotes House. I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
In Franklin, Tennessee, you will find the home of Johann Lotes, which he completed in 1858. The family did not own slaves, and they took no sides during the Civil War, but the war came to them in a sense.
November 30th, 1864, the Federal Army is arriving here at Franklin at 4 a.m. They're tearing down the wood shop's barn's carriage house behind the Lotes house to place the wood on the trenches.
Thomas Cartwright says Mr. and Mrs. Lotes and their four children were quickly surrounded by troops converging here from all sides.
Now what can the innocent Lotes family do? They've been advised not to leave. You can't get out now. You have minutes to make a decision.
A brick house was just over 100 paces from their own home. It was a place that could afford more protection, but they had to race across the field of battle to get there. By the end of the day, the toll was enormous.
9,000. Thereabouts killed one in 5 hours. How many people live in Franklin? Then 750. Every building was a hospital. Courthouse, train depot, Lotes house, everything.
It took the family 4 years to rebuild the modest home. There simply weren't supplies available. Mr. Lotes resumed his woodworking business, but some of his handiwork was not well received.
He carved an eagle on a piano to symbolize the South loss of war. It wasn't political. It was creative and symbolic. Mr. Lotes had issues with both sides, but somebody saw the piano, left old friends. Friends came back, accused him of disrespecting the Confederate flag.
The family feared what might happen next.
Lotes catches wind. He's going to be tarred and feathered by the Ku Klux Klan. So he sold the home for $3,800, that's about $220,000 for us, and left on the 4-month wagon train out to San Jose, California.
You can still visit the Lotes home here today. But that move to California, and what one of the Lotes children saw here in the war, had a big impact on the rest of their lives. That story next time as we travel the countryside. Franklin, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McRae.